This is the voice of Hermione Gingold coming to you on wax in your own home. Isn't civilization ghastly? I'm going to start by singing a song I sang at the Café de Paris, London, where I followed a Miss Marlene Dietrich. She had a different celebrity to introduce her every night. Oh, I wish I'd thought of it. But I walk down the Café de Paris stairs alone. And without any introduction, I say, ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for having no one here to introduce me. To warm you up and then, ta-ra, produce me. Miss Dietrich pulled a neat trick, but she pulled it much too far. She used up every famous name and wore out every star. Had I got, dear sir or madam, someone you don't know from Adam to present me, it would leave us all precisely where we are. For who would introduce the introducer? For the introducer must be introduced. And who would introduce the introducer's introducer to give whoever's following the necessary a boost? And if the introducer's introducer is someone of whom no one's ever heard, we should need an introducer's 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 introducer, which to me seems quite absurd. So to hell with introducers' introductions and the jokes which they invariably tell. I not only have to give them introductionary instructions, I should have to give them dinner here as well. Still, he who introduces might perhaps have other uses far beyond his introductive repartee. So if there is a steaming cup who's dining here ce soir, who's got a yacht and lots of currency, who feels convinced that as an introducer he'd go far, well, would he kindly introduce himself to me?